With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As the election approaches, courthouses around the nation could be possible targets. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The nation's judges are being warned that courthouses could face security threats as the November election approaches. The warning was issued by a top security official in the federal judiciary who noted security concerns related to events and incidents connected to the upcoming election, including recent suspicious letters sent to state officials. Courts were encouraged to discuss potential local threats with law enforcement and review protective measures. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A judge has ordered a mental health evaluation for a California man arrested in a courthouse bomb attack that injured five people. 20-year-old Nathaniel McGuire had allegedly planned to kill deputies and a judge. Another hearing has been scheduled for October 18th. McGuire has been charged with maliciously damaging a building with an explosive. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Charles Deledesma reports that Hezbollah has confirmed Israel's announcement that killed a group's leader in Beirut.
Israel's strikes on Hezbollah targets pounded areas around Lebanon's capital overnight. The streets of Beirut's southern suburbs were empty and smoke rising as the sun came up on Saturday. The UN says the number of those displaced by the conflict from southern Lebanon has more than doubled, with more than 211,000 people now displaced. At least 20 primary health care centers have shut down now in hard hit areas of Lebanon. In a speech Friday at the United Nations, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed that the campaign against Hezbollah would continue. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene stands at 64 and several people are still missing. The massive storm has caused billions of dollars in damage. This is SRN News. An NFL Hall of Famer takes on Kamala Harris. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Former coach Tony Dungy has a problem with the vice president's assertion that, quote, one does not have to abandon their faith to support abortion. Writing on X, Dungy asks Harris, quote, exactly what faith are you talking about? Are you talking about Christianity or some nebulous general faith that says we're good enough and smart enough to make our own decisions? The vice president identifies as a Christian and attends a Baptist church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump has received strong support from white evangelical Protestants in his presidential bids. About 8 in 10 evangelical voters supported him in 2020, but a small group of liberals is looking to pull believers away from his fold and into Kamala's corner. A group called Evangelicals for Harris is running ads and targeting voters in swing states. Analysts don't expect such efforts to make much of a difference on Election Day when evangelicals are projected to vote for Mr. Trump in large numbers again. This is SRN News. With the holiday shopping season around the corner, experts recommend caution when a store offers you a credit card.
Federal Reserve says outstanding credit card balance reached $1.14 trillion as of August, meaning credit card debt is increasingly a concern for millions of Americans. Bankrate found the average store-only credit card has an annual percentage rate of 30.4%, significantly higher than the average APR of 20.7% for all credit cards. Jason Walker reporting.
Congress is off for the campaign season. Now lawmakers from one of the most chaotic and unproductive legislative sessions in modern times are trying to persuade voters to keep them on the job. House Republicans led the tumult with endless battles over their House Speaker, but the deeply divided Senate was not immune from the inaction. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.